The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 3, text number 21, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on November 20th, 2011, in Pune, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yat yat Acharati Shrestha Tat Tat eva itara jana sa yat pramanam kurute loka tat anuvartate yad yadacharati shrestas Tattarivetaro jana Sayat pramanam kurute Lokastadanuvartate Yad yadacharati shrestas Tattarivetaro jana Sayat pramanam kurute Lokastadanuvartate Yat yat Whatever
Yat yat dodo
Acharati He does Shrestha A respectable leader. Tat, that, tat, and that alone. Eva, certainly. Itara, common. Jana, person. Sa, he, yat, whichever. Pramanam, example, kurute, does perform, loka, all the world, tat, that, anuvartate, follows in the footsteps. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Whatever action, a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standard he sets, by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Purport. People in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. A leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching. One who teaches in that way is called acharya, or the ideal teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principles of Shastra, scriptures, to teach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture rules against the principles of revealed scriptures. The revealed scriptures, like Manu Samhita and similar others, are considered the standard books to be followed by human society. Thus, the leader's teaching should be based on the principles of such standard shastras. One who desires to improve himself must follow the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the footsteps of great devotees, and that is the way of progress on the path of spiritual realization. The king, the executive head of the state, the father, and the school teacher are all considered to be natural leaders of the innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with the standard books of moral and spiritual codes.
Vandeha. Shri Guru Shri Jata Bada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadvaita Zavaduta Padijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha.
So, we have a very big problem. So, we have a very big problem. We live in a world when the great men are rascals. And therefore, the people in general are very much misguided. The Brahman is considered the head of the human society. But when the Brahmins become Brahmabandhu, not genuine Brahmins, the society becomes headless. You can cut off the head of a chicken and he will dance for some time. But such dancing is useless. So we have a society like that. It is dancing, dancing, dancing. But it is useless. Why do we say such strong words criticizing the material society? Because shrama eva hi kevalam. All their endeavors are simply a useless labor. Because by their activities they are not bringing people to the point of love of God. Human life is meant for coming to the point of love of God. They have become very expert in loving dog. In America, they say the dog is the best friend. But Krishna is the supreme authority. And he states in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text 29, Suhridam sarvabhutanam, I'm the best friend. So it is not that the dog is the best friend. God is the best friend. Krishna. But where is the modern day leader is promoting Krishna consciousness? How they can have peace and happiness if they don't make God the center? Just like they have formed this European Union, there is not one mention of God in their founding principles. And they cannot figure out why they can't make the European Union work properly. The reason it doesn't work properly is God is not the center. God is not an imagination. God is not an artificial mental adjustment. God or Krishna is the very source of our existence. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 10, verse number 8. Aham sarvasya prabhava mutak sarvam pravartate. Krishna says, I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. So that's where we come from. We all come from Krishna. We are the energy of Krishna. Therefore, we are meant to be engaged in the service of Krishna. If you don't engage in the service of Krishna, you may try to be happy by so many artificial means, but your happiness will be the happiness of the fish out of the water. Can a fish be happy on the land? Have you ever seen a fish flapping on the beach in agony? Can you make him happy if you give him a few rupees? Or you give him a nice apartment on Juhu Beach? No, it is not possible. There is only one way to make that fish happy. You have to put him back in the water, and then he will be happy. But where is the leader in the modern day world who knows this secret of happiness? These rascals are simply trying to make so many artificial arrangements on the land for that dying fish. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is the most important movement in the entire world. Because only this movement can bring peace, happiness and unity to this planet. Ishavarshamidam sarvam, this God-centered conception. It must be introduced on every level. But now they want to deny God. One of the big intellectual leaders on this planet right now, he is known as Dr. Stephen Hawking. I call him He Hawking. He Hawking. He says that this universe comes out of absolutely nothing. And he's accepted as the greatest scientist in the world. But I ask you this. What is the meaning of science? Science means observation and experiment, doesn't it? You do an experiment and you observe the results. And then you can draw your scientific conclusion. Where is the experiment that they can do in their laboratory to take something out of nothing? Has it ever been done in the history that the scientist took nothing and he got something out of it? How many of you have ever gone to the kitchen and made popcorn? If you've ever made popcorn, raise your hand. Okay, very good. Very good. So many members of our audience today, they have made popcorn. So when you made that popcorn, did you start with an empty pot? Did you put an empty pot on the burner and popcorn came out of an empty pot? No, the pot was not empty. You put popcorn kernels and some little oil in there, and then pop, 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 a big pot of popcorn. So any common person who has made popcorn understands that you can't get something out of nothing. But these PhDs, they think you can get something out of nothing. That means they don't have even as much intelligence as a simple person who makes popcorn. And they are accepted as the leaders of this planet. That's why there's so much chaos going around. Such persons are accepted as the intellectual leaders of this planet. So we have to change things. We have to flood this planet with Prabhupada's books. So that everybody will understand you can't get something out of nothing. Said everyone will understand there must be some original substance from which everything is coming. And that substance is Krishna. Because when you understand that Krishna is the origin, and you understand that you are the energy of Krishna, and that your purpose of existence is to serve Krishna with love,
Krishna,
then you can be happy. You can get back into the water of your original constitutional nature. It is confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The golden avatar, Krishna himself, who has come to this world to taste the mellows of bhakti and to bestow the mellow of bhakti upon every single jiva throughout the whole material existence. He is stated as quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jivera Sarupahai Krishnera Nityadas. The constitutional position of the living entity is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna. So that's who you are. Each and every one of you in this program today, and everyone throughout the entire universe, you are all the eternal servants of Krishna. Therefore, there's only one way that you can be happy. You can try to be happy in 8,400,000 other ways if you want. But I can assure you that until you come to the point of surrendering yourself to Krishna, you're not going to experience genuine happiness. But people will argue, oh, come on, that's nonsense. I'm happy. I don't believe in Krishna, but I'm happy. They will argue your philosophy is nonsense. But if we ask them, are you happy all the time? At every moment in your life, are you completely, totally happy? If they are honest, they'll have to say, well, no, I'm not always happy. Krishna consciousness means you're always happy. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakangshati Sarmaksaveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Lamatepadam. One who is thus transcendentally situated becomes completely ecstatic. He's free from hankering. He's free from lamenting. He can love every single jiva throughout the entire existence. In that state, he enters into the realm known as pure bhakti ras. So they don't know what is happiness. Happiness to them is when the suffering is not quite as bad, they call it happiness. They do not know what is genuine happiness. But someone who will take this holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and chant it with love. Chant it with feeling. Reaching out to that Supreme Person, Krishna. They will know what is genuine happiness. They will not be fooled by the false happiness of this material existence. They will not follow these rascal so-called leaders who are nothing more than glorified cheaters. The Srimad Bhagavatam has made this point very clear. You know that shloka? Shva vindra ushtra karai sanktutak parishak pashu na jatta karma patopeto jatu noma gadagraja. Those men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Praise those men who do not know the glories of Lord Sri Krishna. The deliverer from all evils. The deliverer from all evil, one who delivers from all evils. So, who are these leaders then? Bhagavatam says, those who praise those who don't glorify Krishna are dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. So, when they go for their elections, who's going to vote? Shva vivra ushtra karai. Dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, they go and they vote. Now I ask you this. If all the dogs go to vote for prime minister, who will they elect to be their leader? If the dogs vote, they'll vote for a big dog. And the hogs, they'll elect a big hog, you see. And the asses, they'll elect a Mahamudha. And the camels will elect a camel. So when the dogs, hogs, camels, and asses go to vote, who do we expect do we have representing us in New Delhi? Big dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, that's all. So these big dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, what they can do for us? We have heard how in the parliament building the asses go on braying, hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. So we need proper leaders, that's the point. We need the proper leaders. So who will lead us? The pure devotee, he will lead us. His divine grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Pariva Jagacharya Astatarajata Shri Srimad Esi Bhakti Vedantati Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupad. He will lead us. And those who are strictly following Prabhupada and repeating his teachings verbatim without addition or subtraction, they will also lead us. Because they possess Prabhupada Shakti. So in this way we can get proper leadership in this world. We should read these books of Prabhupada. We should mold our lives strictly according to these books. And we should never accept anyone as a leader unless they are following these books. In this way we can make this planet into Vaikuntha. In this way we can bring India back to her former glory when she ruled the entire planet Earth. So please, 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 I humbly beg of you, falling on your feet, fully dedicate your life to serving these, serving Srila Prabhupada. So now I can ask if there's any questions. What is the secret of your enthusiasm in devotional service? Well, I have a direct order from Prabhupada. When I got my diksha, Prabhupada was in London and I was in the U.S. So I had to mail in my guru dakshina. And I wrote Prabhupada a little letter along with the dakshina. I told him that, Prabhupada, I want to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. And he wrote me back the most wonderful, encouraging words you could ever imagine to get from Prabhupada. I don't feel I deserve them. But he said, I can see that you're a very sincere, enthusiastic boy. He said, now if you continue enthusiastically as you were doing, Krishna will surely bless you. So what do we say about the order of the spiritual master? You're supposed to accept his orders, your life and soul, isn't it? So I decided I will take this order of Srila Prabhupada very seriously. No matter what happens, come hell or high water, as they say in the U.S. I'm going to always remain enthusiastic. And you know what happened? Prabhupada's words came true. He said that Krishna would bless me if I did that. And I have been feeling the blessings of Krishna every day for 40 years now since Prabhupada gave me that order. And it gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter as time goes by. I'm tasting so much bliss now, I can't imagine how it could be even more bliss, but it just keeps increasing. Hare Krishna, how to become faithful to the process, I have a lot of anarchas. Okay. It is natural to have a lot of anarchas. It's natural to have a lot of anarthas. Because we've been in this material world for millions of lifetimes. Don't be discouraged by your anarthas. Krishna is so kind. If you take shelter of him, he will help you to get free of all your anarthas. And it's so wonderful when you see how Krishna is lovingly helping you to get free from your anarthas. So just ask Krishna to help you. And he will. And your anarthas will go away. And you'll feel so good. As all anarthas goes away, you'll feel so wonderful and happy. Respected Guruji, how many disciples have you initiated so far? Since you're traveling all over the world, how do you connect to them? My philosophy of initiating disciples is quality and not quantity. So I have a small number of disciples, very small. And they are situated all over the world. I only have 100 disciples. But I stay regularly in touch with them via email. Every one of my disciples can personally write me and I will personally answer their questions. And I circle the globe twice a year to visit them. So just as Prabhupada took very good personal loving care of me as his disciple. Now I have around 10 letters that Prabhupada personally wrote me. In the same personal way that Prabhupada took care of me, I take care of my disciples. I try to do the same style that Prabhupada showed me. How to change the modern political scenario? Should devotees try to enter into the political field? Actually, that is one of our agendas. We want that eventually we will have devotees who are in political power in this country. At one time, Prabhupada started a political party in the U.S. called the In God We Trust Party. We had quite a few devotees running for political office in the U.S. But actually, a religion cannot do that, so we had to stop it. The religions are not allowed to do political parties at the same time. They have to be separate. Legally, it has to be separate. But Prabhupada is very much encouraging these devotees to campaign and win posts, political posts. So any congregation member feels inspired to enter the... Everyone has to earn a livelihood. Politics is another livelihood. If they feel inspired to enter the field of politics, we give them all encouragement, yes. I want to become a preacher of Krishna consciousness. But I am very afraid of speaking to people. What should I do? Do it anyway. And the fear will turn into ecstasy in due course of time. Fear means energy. Take that energy fear and turn it into pushing the message out to the audience. That's all you have to do. You can transform your fear into preaching potency. So practice, practice, practice. Take every opportunity you can get to speak to people about Krishna. Hare Krishna. You said Krishna consciousness is always bliss. But some devotees are not always happy. So how can we continue convince materialists that we are more happy? You can't. That would be a lie, wouldn't it? If you want to tell people that Krishna consciousness is better than what they're doing, you have to be more happy than they are. If you think, I'm not very happy in this Krishna consciousness movement. How can you preach? You have to be tasting the bliss. If you are not tasting the bliss at every minute, you are doing something wrong. You're not practicing it properly. Srila Prabhupada told us, susukam. This Krishna consciousness is simply recreation. There is nothing troublesome about Krishna consciousness. How to maintain consistency in bhakti. We face ups and downs in sadhana. Take the ups and downs a test. When a down comes, don't let it get you down. Keep your enthusiasm. And if an up comes, don't get all bubbly and giddy. Maintain your sobriety. In this way you will conquer the ups and downs. Krishna says we should conquer the ups and downs. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text 20. Na prahyashat priyam cha pra. No, but what is it now? What is that verse? It says, one who. I'm just not forgetting. The English is, one who does not rejoice upon attaining something pleasant, nor lament upon obtaining something unpleasant, who is self-controlled, unbewildered, and knows the science of God, is already situated in transcendence. It's already situated in transcendence. Naprahyashat priyam prapya no vijat prapacha priyam stitabhujira sangmido brahmavid brahmanistitaha. Yeah, it's the same thing. Krishna consciousness is very sweet process with tons of spiritual potency. Why? We are in Krishna. Let's see. The same question we had. Why are in Krishna consciousness for 5 or 10 years? We have some devotees getting something slow, depressed, and not active, even though they're chanting 16 rounds and initiated. It's the same question. They're not doing it right, that's all. When the spiritual master gives initiation, what is the instruction he gives you? The guru gives diksha, what order he gives? The first thing is chant 16 rounds and follow the four principles. And then he lectures on the 10 offenses. That means that simply chanting 16 rounds and following the principles is not your business finished. You must also You must also learn how to avoid the namaparads. It is simply due to namaparads that devotees are not tasting the bliss. Anyone who can avoid the namaparads, along with chanting and following the four rules, will be tasting the bliss at every minute. How one person remembers Lord Krishna always. By never forgetting him. What is the meaning of the name of Shlok? That's a Sanskrit. That's an academic question. I'll skip that one. I would like to know why there are so many religions. Are there different teachings? Are their teachings different? Actually, religion is one. Religion cannot be two. Why? Because God is one. Just as there is one sun in the sky, although it is called by different names in different languages, there is one Supreme God. Whether you say Krishna, Allah, Jehovah, Bhagavan, Govinda, there is one Supreme God. He has thousands and millions of names. So, this question is incorrect. There are not many religions. There is only one religion. And that is to become a pure devotee of God. That is the one religion. So, every religious system on this planet, whether it's Christianity, Hinduism, Zoroastrianism, or whatever it may be, every single religious system has merit insofar as it brings you to the perfection of pure bhakti. Because pure bhakti is the only religion. So you can judge any system how much it is bringing its practitioners to pure bhakti. Nowadays, in the name of religion, they take God as the supplier. Give me this, give me that. Just like that song. Give me a Cadillac. A brand new Cadillac. Replete with Michelin tires. Give my wife a new silk sari. Give my kids a Harvard education. Give me a house by the sea. Om Jaya Jagadisha. That is not religion. They are going to God and begging for sense gratification. They may get their silk sari and their house by the sea, but they will not get moksha. In their next lifetime, they'll become a rat in that house by the sea. can the distribution of books be affected by people buying CDs having Srila Prabhupada books? You get the question? Can the distribution of books be affected by people buying CDs of having Srila Prabhupada's book? My vision is it will help. Because, oh, you have the CD? Now here's the book also. If they're attracted to the CD, you can tell them the book is much easier to read than the CD. The book is easier to read. What if the electricity goes out? I don't see any problem with flooding the world with all kinds of Krishna conscious media. I don't see any problem with it at all. Krishna posters, Prabhupada posters, Prabhupada buttons. The more you can flood the planet with all kinds of Prabhupada media, that's great. I don't see any problem with it. But the best thing is the books. Because books are easier to read. I mean, I have Prabhupada's books in the Veda base in my computer, but I much prefer to sit and hold the book. It's much easier. I have Prabhupada's books in my iPhone even. But it's a very small little screen. So the books are the best thing. Nothing will ever take place of the books. We should flood the planet with Prabhupada's books. Without Diksha, does Lord Krishna accept my bhakti? Yes, he will accept your bhakti. Up to the level of sadhu sangha. Bhakti, there are progressive steps on the bhakti ladder. And the first step is shraddha, or faith. The second step is sadhu sangha, association of devotees. Without Diksha, Krishna will accept your bhakti on those levels. He definitely will. But the third step is Diksha, Vajana Kriya. And beyond that, there's anartanavritti, nishta, ruchi, asakti, bhava, and prem. If only you reach the goal of prem, you can't skip step number three. You can advance steps one and two without Diksha. That's all right. But if you want to go all the way and become a pure devotee of Krishna, Diksha is required. Why? Because Krishna states in the Adi Purana, Ye me bhakta jana parata, my dear son of Pritha, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he is not my devotee, but the devotee of my devotee, he is my real devotee. So what does it mean to become a devotee of a devotee? What is the formal contract by which you become a devotee of the devotee? That formal contract is known as diksha. What is the meaning of following? Following means obedience. Can you please explain how we get success in Krishna consciousness? All you have to do is be sincere. If you are sincere, you'll be successful. Can you please explain when or what we can do to improve the political system, since it is the main governing body which passes laws and controls the society? What we can do to improve the political system? There's only one way to clean up the political system in this country, and that is massive book distribution. Because anybody who reads Prabhupada's books, and they will not vote for these dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. They will demand Krishna conscious leaders. Hare Krishna, how should I be an exemplary devotee in such a way that my Guru Maharaj and authorities will be pleased? That's such a... What a wonderful question. Always serve with love. Whatever you're doing, do it with love. That's the key. How can an English professor teach about Krishna to his students? Oh, engineering. How can an engineering professor teach about Krishna to his students? Well, in the classroom you can't really do that. But you can make very good relationships with your students and invite them to Krishna conscious programs. There's one country I preach in Eastern Europe, and the leader there is a computer science professor. The students look up to their teachers as a natural thing. If the teacher has good moral principles, the teacher has good moral principles, and they are compassionate, and they do a very good job of teaching the student any subject matter, the student will naturally admire and appreciate that teacher. So this one computer science professor, he then makes a program outside of the university that they can come. And now many of his students, they become devotees. When he goes to the university, he's a computer science professor. As soon as he walks away, he's the temple president of the ISKCON temple. So he's attracting very high-class educated students there to become devotees. How we get Krishna in real life. Yat karoshi yadashnasi yojjahosi dadasiya yat tapashashi konteya tat kadishva badarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me. That's real life. And if you offer it to Krishna, you will meet Krishna. How to overcome duplicity and develop integrity. Often when I am alone without devotees, my mind tricks me to act immorally and think immorally. Kindly remember that you're never alone. Krishna can see everything you're doing. Yamaraj can also see everything you're doing. Yamaraj can see everything you're thinking also. And everything's being noted down in Yamaraj's book and in Krishna's book also. So the time of death, whatever you've cultivated, whatever attitude you have cultivated, will carry you to your next birth. If you continue to internally cultivate immorality within your heart, you'll become an animal in your next life. Are you prepared to become a dog in your next life? If not, clean up your thoughts. Clean up your thoughts. Put Krishna in there. If your mind thinks something dirty, lusty, greedy, or angry, just go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. That way you can clean up your mind. This is the formula given by Lord Chaitanya. By this Nama Sankirtan, you can cleanse your mind of all the dirt. I was told to end at 12:45, and the time has now come. I have about 30 more questions, and there's no way I can answer all of them. It would take an hour, and there's no way we can do that. I'll mess up the whole program.
Now we will have dancing kirtan. What? Sorry about that. Now we will have dancing kirtan. After which, you can tell them to come and meet you on the stage and you can answer the questions. Then they will come, actually. Many are very inspired by you.
What time should they come? What time should I come back?
About dancing kirtan, go to 1:15. At 1:15, we come back. You can tell them that you will take a chair here and sit here on the stage. And they can come and personally meet you and you can answer their questions.
Okay, so I've been instructed that now is the time for the dancing kirtan. But that those who would like to get more answers for their questions, I can come back at 1:15 and continue with the question and answer session. So that's the program. Those who would like to continue in this way with questions and answers, come back at 1:15. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Dhanyavad.